Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, look at them. They on some kind of, they on some coronavirus shit. Look. I'm not going in the house. I'm not wearing no gloves. I'm not wearing no mask. I ain't got to do none of that. I defeated the virus myself. Just what I'm motherfucking saying.
Yo, we back in here. SSID House Calls Episode 4. It's your boy Van Raiden here. I'm joined by my brother Burns, aka Mr. Entanglement himself. Say what's up, Burns.
Yo, what's good?
Yes, sir. And we joined by our brother, Mr. Lifey himself. Oh, Rob Light. You know, nigga. Yo, Rob, you will never be too old to be Rob Light. I'm sorry.
Bro, I was Rob Light like 15 years ago.
It don't matter. The streets know you as Rob Light, bro.
Yeah, bro. Sometimes you just got to accept the nickname that they give bro. You. You feel me?
It's like
I promise y'all, going forward, 2020 and on, I will never get light ever again.
Bruh, you can't retire. You can't retire. This is like when Shy Glizzy tried to change his name to Hefe and niggas was still calling him Shy Glizzy, bro. Niggas was not respecting that at all, bro. But yo, Rob, how you been holding up, man, during this quarantine?
Nigga, I just been trying to be as black as possible in this white ass world, bro.
I see, my brother. I see, man. Like, yo, first of all, I want to congratulate you again on your new spot, man.
Yes, sir. My boy got a penthouse.
Facts.
All right. Relax.
Beds, three bathrooms.
All right, nigga.
Nigga, I seen the gold toilet. The gold.
What?
This nigga got a bidet.
And he got a maid. That's crazy.
Y'all niggas is wild. Now niggas gonna be hitting me up like, yo, let me how much you charge for a room?
Facts. You need to rent it out. Sublease, nigga.
Sublease.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I heard he had Luna Star cleaning up the kitchen. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Nah, Sarah Banks, bro.
Oh, we're all right.
Oh my goodness.
All right. Yes, sir. Right. But yo. But I'm happy your crib is furnished now, because last time we talked, you were living like AB. Taz Angel AB.
On the floor.
You gotta relax.
You was living like a girl's trip, a Miami trip.
Nigga, quarantine fucks shit up, bro. For real. Nerd. Like when I first moved in, the minute I signed my lease,
right.
Nigga, fuck, the shit hit like a week, like might have been the same week, matter of fact.
I believe it. I think it was, bro.
Bro, that shit was crazy. It was. Nigga.
Yeah,
I had
man.
A couch, a TV, and a mattress, nigga, looking stupid.
Yo, I don't know if y'all remember this. Remember when NBA All-Star was in New York, right? And them girls posted that picture. They was looking for niggas to stay with. It was like six of them. This was like a classic Twitter moment. It was like Twitter was going in on them, because it was like, bro, y'all got on all this designer, but y'all can't find a hotel room. How y'all book a flight without a hotel room? Nasty.
That's New York for you. They just wasn't prepared.
Yeah.
I was looking wild, bro.
Yes,
niggas
sir.
Could have called me out too with all the shit that I got, bro.
Facts. I was about to say, man. Like, yo, once I seen that TV on the floor, I said, yo, bro, come on.
That would have been a trending topic, bro.
Ew. Oh,
they would have got him on the top.
God forbid, yo. If we would have screenshotted the way, the lifestyle.
They would have been pre-furniture, pay TV, but no bed.
Pre-furniture?
They would have been like, this thing got all these sneakers and no TV stand.
No TV stand.
I'd have been looking.
Boy had to stack up your shoe boxes just to make a TV stand. Nigga, imagine somebody use like sneaker boxes for a TV stand.
Niggas got the 50 inch on the Hirachi boxes. That's crazy. Well,
Hirachi box.
That's nasty, man.
You gotta use the Jordan 11s. You know that shit's sturdy.
That's the only sturdy. Yo, sneaker boxes have fell off. Them orange Nike boxes used to be the toughest joints in the world.
Yeah, now it's them red shits ain't. It ain't. Yeah, them red shits ain't.
It ain't doing nothing, bro.
The Tim's box, bro.
Yeah, the Tim box is undefeated. The foam posit box. Bulletproof.
Nigga, bro,
the retros, even the retros.
Foam posits are like superhero shoes, dead ass. I'm not even joking. Go watch Spider-Man 1.
From wearing them. Oh, go watch Spider-Man.
Dead ass, the Green Goblin got on flight posits.
Green Goblin, he's wearing the flights. It's crazy.
That's a legendary shoe, man. But so are you stacked up on toilet paper? Like, how was the early beginnings of the Roni for you, Rob?
Nigga, I had no paper towels. I had 32 toilet paper rolls.
You was one of the hoarder niggas.
Yeah.
Nah, bro. Not even. I had to, cause I ain't have no napkins, no paper towels, no.
Talk about, bro.
Oh, nah, he wasn't hoarding.
If we want to get real, bro, I'm gonna get real with y'all niggas, bro. My apartment wasn't even done before I even moved in, cause Nick, they said essential workers couldn't work.
Oh shit! So you couldn't even get it like finished, like fully furnished.
I had no kitchen sink, no kitchen counters, bro.
Bruh, you was living like a refugee.
Nigga, I had one lock on my door. Like
what?
Yeah. Niggas could have came in the crib and just wowed out on me.
Them niggas would have been sitting on the floor. They would have been sitting on the floor Indian style watching TV with you.
Open the door and had squatted. It would have been hella quarantine squatted.
It would have been Robin, bruh, man. That's it.
That ass, bro.
That ass. Nah, that's crazy, bro. But at least you had that, like. But think about all the niggas that couldn't wipe their ass because you had 32 rolls, though. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. That's crazy. That's sick. And it's only two of you. Come on, bro.
Facts.
32 is crazy. I'm in a crib with 6-7 people, and I don't even got that much toilet.
How long does 32 rolls last you?
That better last you like a summer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 20 of them shit. Yo, Rob, feed the streets, my nigga. This niggas out here with no toilet paper.
Nigga, by the time my lease up, I'm gonna have at least 15 of them shits.
Nigga, you need to have a toilet paper party, nigga.
I'm about to TP the whole block, nigga. What's up?
You need to give back like Drake in the God's Plan video, my nigga. Like, start going walk down the street, start handing out rolls, nigga.
Rolls.
Cause that shit is dead gold, bro.
Bro. They were selling on eBay. That's how crazy it was, bro.
Yeah, bro.
They were selling one roll for like 11. That's wild.
Oh my god.
This was multi-purpose for me, bro. I was cleaning dishes with the shits. Wiping down the fucking cabinet with.
Oh, he was really down bad. He was up but down bad. That's
how
crazy.
How were you drying off dishes with toilet paper, bro?
With two ply.
Your fingers were ripping through it like when niggas be gripping the hamburger on Twitter and shit.
And you want to know the crazy part? They wasn't even like the lit ones. Like, I got mad great value shit in the crib.
Bro, you got the one ply?
Yeah, it was one ply. Yeah, it's just that ripple. One square ripple.
No fly.
How many times you got to wrap around for a decent wipe? Come clean.
And no ripple.
Like a good 17 times.
At least.
17, nigga.
That's crazy, man. I'm happy you've come up from them dark times and shit. You know what I mean? But yo, let's jump in. Let's not waste any time.
Hold on. All jokes aside, though, I'm really happy for my boy Rob, son.
Facts.
My boy was moving from place to place, unhappy. He finally got his spot. I know it's a long time coming. So, shout outs to boy Stilt, bro. Shout outs to Stilt, son.
This is like my fourth spot, but this actually like the this probably like
it's your place. It's really your place. Though, like, that's what's so beautiful about it, man.
Yeah, bro. So I ain't gonna front. Like, I joke on Rob, but that's a nice ass spot. Like, this nigga. Him and Kafel.
I'm like, when he FaceTimed me, I'm like, oh, you got a maid?
I swear to God, I thought he was in an Airbnb.
Nigga, you gotta relax. Like,
yo, you know the screen, you know the remote screen door shits that open up the screen.
So you're saying, the
shades open up,
his bathtub lift up, and his walls do a 360 is what you're saying.
That's what you're saying, right?
This nigga's like the tall, the Jeffersons, bro, him and his girl, but like taller because they both tall.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, but yo, let's jump into the show. Yo, bro. What's up with your boy Will Smith, man? How sad is the boy
with them niggas?
Yo, Jada's a sicko. That whole family is sicko. Like, let's be real, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, I ain't gonna hold you.
That's crazy.
After they said they said that little Bad Boys quote.
Sicko.
Did y'all caught that shit?
At the end, right?
Nigga, I was like, yo, first of all, them niggas said nothing for 12 minutes.
What'd you say? What'd they say?
They like flipped the Bad Boys quote, like, we ride together, we die together.
They said bad marriage. They said ride together, die together, bad marriage for life. And
I
get it because.
Oh boy.
I'm not saying it's the right thing. I'm not saying they should have said that, but it's like, bro, they not getting a divorce or anything like that. So they just gonna take their faults and go with it. Like, whoever feels some way about it, whatever. Like, I'm telling you, bro, we gonna talk our shit, but like they not gonna care about what they said, bro. Like, they know it's a bad marriage, but they didn't have to give us that.
Like,
yeah, no, they did. Yeah, like, they did it. Yeah. But Jada knew what she was doing, bro. That's just more views for the red table.
No.
She knew what she was doing. She knew what she was doing. I would have rather her speak to Will behind closed doors, and if she wanted to hop on Twitter and just be like, I spoke.
No, bro.
No, I know. I know.
Say a fucking thing.
Yo, my thing is.
So what
my thing is, I ain't even mad at. I'm not even mad at them. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not even mad at the whole situation. I'm just more mad at how they handled it, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I think from jump that she should have just said, like, yo, August was my dude, it ain't work out, my side dude, it ain't work out, me and Will got back together.
Like, it took everything out of her to even say something even remotely close to that. Like, I don't know why they was speaking in codes the whole
You know women gonna spin. spin masters.
Hold on, I think we ain't done yet.
exactly, bro. That's
most women.
That was the spin, man. The thing is like she tried to get off entanglement. Even Will was like, "Nah, we ain't doing that. Come on now."
Entanglement
is nasty.
Entanglement. You're in a relationship.
Like, let's be real.
And the fact that she said yes after he said that just made me realize, why did you even want to say entanglement then? Like, why did you?
Yeah, like.
I'm really weak about that. I'm really weak.
So hold on. What's the verdict on Aug?
On what?
On August? They was calling that nigga Aug the whole show.
Oh yeah, not gonna cry. August Alsina. Yo, bro, that nigga he wasn't capping, bro.
Yeah, like, he crazy wasn't, if he was.
He wasn't capping. He was telling the truth the whole time.
But is he messy for that shit though?
I mean, I can only speak for me. If I'm smashing Jada Pinkett, I'm taking that shit to the grave, my nigga. I don't give a fuck. Only the homies gonna know. I'm not gonna be crying with Angela Yee telling the world how I smashed her. You know?
Yeah. I don't even know why he went to Angela Yee.
Yeah, of all people. That first of all, going to Angela Yee is nasty. That's number one. Number two,
not even like a good interviewer. Like, geez, yeah, you know, I don't even know.
Nigga, I would have damn, they could at least went to Charlemagne, nigga.
That would have been jokes. He probably would have made him cry, bro. He might have cried when the interview.
That nigga was he was already about to cry up there, bro. That nigga was like, nigga, I can die knowing I love someone.
I ain't gonna lie. They chose the right. Angela Yee was the right person, because if it was Charlemagne, bro, it's over. You would have clowned him, bro.
Imagine if that nigga would have went to Gail.
Oh, Gail would have blamed him. What you did to Jada to make her act that way? Like, what, nigga? She curved me. Like, the fuck? Like, nigga, how did we get up, end up here, nigga? But yeah, man, my boy August, man. The thing is, like, I will say this. I see both sides. So Jada did kind of take advantage of him, because if you know anything about August, that nigga been through a lot in his life, right? So
yeah.
So she kind of did take advantage of him. But also, like, bro, you were smashing Jada Pinkett and you was in Will Smith's house doing it. I don't see the issue, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
Nah, he probably felt, since he was helping him with so much, like, of his life, that he probably felt like she was doing it with the intent of actually being with that nigga.
Right.
I don't know. I'm trying to see it through that nigga eyes, man.
Like, yeah, because, like, I feel you on that, because, like, first of all, I don't like how they try to parade him around as he was just like a family friend they was helping. Like, if that was your side, nigga, just say, yo, we doing something right now, and that's us. That's what we doing, you know?
Exactly. Talking about some fucking entanglement. Yeah, fuck out of here.
The entanglement bar is crazy to me. Yeah. And they were saying a lot of bullshit up there. Like, what are you saying?
Nothing, bro.
Yeah.
Mad nothing.
But I did, like,
it's not over. I'm telling you right now, somebody gonna get them both on a show. I'm telling you, somebody before the summer's over, somebody else is gonna invite Will and Jada. I'm telling you, to really get down to the bottom.
No, I don't think so. Bro. I think this is it.
If them niggas is not gonna get down to the bottom of it by themselves, they definitely not going on somebody.
Yeah, at least they on their own platform. They can control the narrative, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Going on somebody else's shit, it's like you taking a risk.
Exactly.
So, like, I think this.
Be quiet the whole time.
Yeah, I think this is it. Until we next thing we gonna see is Will Wallow with Margot Robbie again, bro. That's the next thing we gonna see.
Not the milk.
I'm dry snitching, but yeah, if you know, you know. I mean,
if you know, you know.
You know, you know, man. You gotta hit me with the shorty low. Shorty snitching, I knew it.
Bro,
but let's be real, man.
Stupid,
but that's nah. Funny. But shout out to Will, man. But the funniest thing was at the end when the nigga was like, "Yo, I'm getting my point back." Like, you know what I mean, like,
yeah.
He said, "Yo, I'm
getting you back." Will, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm gonna get you back.
That nigga was joking, but he was dead ass.
Dead ass. Yeah, nigga. Facts. That nigga was dead ass.
Yeah. I think it's always funny. We could tell when the nigga's trying to laugh something off, but yo, this nigga, he really is. He means this. Like, this nigga's not playing.
I don't even think Will wanted to do that shit, because his look, the look on his face the whole time was like, I heard this shit up so I could go finish filming Bad Boys 5 or whatever the fuck he was filming.
I'm gonna call him. This is the first time I ever seen Will, like, he looked annoyed, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got me on live. On live doing it.
Yeah, and it's like
everybody watching,
bro.
Yeah, bro. I know he didn't want to do it.
Yeah,
I know he didn't.
And plus, it's like, yo, I don't know them, so I'm only. It seemed like he kind of warned them about August, like, yo, bro, you know how this dude is, and now you got all our business out here because you know what I mean. Or for nigga, I probably warned you about.
I think there is a lot more to the story, but we not gonna figure that out.
Yeah.
Unless there's more August Alsina, meaning, like, unless there's more people that she didn't, like, got into entanglement with, like, you know,
true,
what I'm saying? Like,
true. But even then, I don't think that'll ever come out. I think I think August was probably like the only loose end, because, you know, he's kind of like a wild card, you know.
Them niggas are swingers, though. I get that vibe from them.
I don't even think it's swinger because Will cleared that shit up. He was like, yo, bro, I ain't on no cuck shit. Like, we were separated. Like, you know what I mean? But I don't know. This shit is weird, man. The whole situation is weird. That whole family is weird, bro.
Yeah.
That whole family.
Not in a bad way. Just like really, but it's just like, I don't know. They just different.
They different, bro.
Yeah, like a little different shit. Yeah.
Yeah, them niggas is different. But I guess that's what money do, man. But how do you feel about, like, the whole separated, do what you want within the marriage? Like, how do y'all feel about that?
Which like the partnership?
Yeah.
To be honest, it's a cool concept, I guess, in the sense of, like, especially because they've been together for so long.
Right.
And, like, I guess the responsibility of, not the responsibility, but I guess, yeah, responsibility of, like, being with somebody for more than, like, how long has it been? Like, 30 years?
Damn it. Almost, yeah.
And to want to only, like, be with that person for, in it, like, a lifetime is kind of, like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to say I understand it, but it's, like, it's not something that I think is, like, so crazy, like, to the point where, like, oh my god, like, I would get, like, you know, fuck it, go crazy over it. But I don't know, man. It's like,
I feel like it's one of them things that, like, I'm not into now, but I feel like down the line I can understand, you know.
Exactly, that's exactly what I was trying to say. Like, you know, it's just like,
gotta spice things up.
Yeah,
you just gotta I guess you gotta tell your wife to choose the right nigga, I guess, if you're gonna step. I don't know, man. I feel like when you're together for that long, you just think about it, it's kind of a wild task to tell somebody, like, yo, especially with somebody as much money and access as they got, like, yo, you can only be with one person forever. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, monogamy is kind of a wild concept if you think about it.
It is. It definitely is. Like, it's like, I feel like it was something really just made. I feel like a lot of shit is made up, to be honest. Like, I feel like one day some nigga was like, I'm just gonna make this like a social thing for everybody to do, and then somebody niggas, just follow it.
Yeah, niggas just follow suit tight.
Yeah.
What you think, Brunel? How you feel about the whole partnership thing?
Like I said, if it works for you, that's fine. You just need to spice things up. That's what I think.
Right.
Like, I don't know if damn, I don't even know. Because I'm young, too. Like, I don't know if I would do it.
That nigga Bruno said, ain't nobody fucking my girl except me.
Nigga, the West Indian and this nigga jumped out.
It doesn't seem too far-fetched, though. So it's something I'd probably have that conversation with my wife in the future. But I don't know, bro.
That's a wild conversation to have, bro. Because, like, God, what if she initiates that?
I'm going to be like, damn, I'm not good enough.
Like, what?
You want to go and fuck on little niggas?
Crazy,
man. But, nah, that's sick, though. Like,
yo, but hold on. But what? Imagine if it's, like, she like, initiate that conversation, but it's, like, she want to go and fuck, like, niggas that's, like, like, it's like a certain niche to it. Like, it's like niggas that's like tall and fucking like
something like you ain't that, like type shit. Like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, would you feel a certain way? Why the fuck are you with me if you want to go fucking all these basketball player niggas? Like,
right? But
wait, hold up. That's a little different. But if she was like, if it was, you know, like I don't know what you call it, but you know, like, if she was to like wanted to pay for the sex or something like that,
she paying for me? That's crazy.
I mean, women do it.
Meat is available and free. If my shorty's paying for meat, then we just need to get divorced, bro. It's over.
Yeah.
No, I agree, but I'm trying to think of like a scenario where. Yeah, I don't know, bro. I don't think I could do it. Yeah, I'd rather
imagine if your shorty dropping the 40 ball. Imagine your shorty dropping the 40 ball
while you were in the crib waiting for her to come home looking stupid.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Niggas, yeah. Like, you know, it's always funny when niggas be like, yo, I want to be follow polygamy. I'm like, it's cool. It's cool when you getting your issue. But yo, when your girl is getting her issue off and it's way easier for her, it's different, bro. It's different.
In the career tight, nigga.
Yeah, man. Like,
about to blow shit the fuck up.
And I don't care what anybody say, yo, as a man, like, your girl sliding on you, that's different. That's a different pain, bro. Niggas have dropped classic albums behind shit like that.
That ass.
You know what I'm saying? Every great R&B album has become of cheating. Cheating has caused every great R&B album ever.
Nigga, imagine the tweets you get on call for that shit.
Bro, and God forbid the niggas got a presence. Like, the niggas on, you know what I mean? Like, imagine if a nigga, it's a nigga that everybody know. And he's sliding with your girl, man.
Nigga, the thought is fucking with me right now.
That's, see, you wanna get the yistle right now. I know.
I'm ready to shit up. You about to text her right now.
Where you at? Yo, where you doing? Like, nigga, I am at the store, nigga. Nah, man. One thing I've learned though, like throughout life, like, it's, yo, never go through a shorty's phone. You're always gonna find slime in there, bro.
Oh no. Yeah, no, definitely.
I did that, yo, bro. I swear, I did that shit one time. I've never been so crushed. I was sitting in the tub with all my clothes on.
Nigga, I don't want to know.
It said Mario Winans.
It was just
me, yo, keep it on the low.
Bro, I swear it was just me. It was me, my jeans, and my SBs in the bathroom tub. Hurt.
That is some shit, bro.
That is nasty.
That's the Mario Wine is special.
In the tub with clothes on and with no nigga. That's it.
That was Mario. Nigga, Mario had on a leather jacket in the tub.
We were drowning with heavy weight on him. The jeans, the shirt.
That's OG. Yo, y'all remember that video?
Yo, nobody was more hurt than Mario Winans in that video, bro.
Word.
I don't remember that video. I gotta watch.
Yeah, run that back, bro.
You remember that? You gotta watch that video, bro.
Yeah, that's a classic video, bro.
Nah, that's funny as hell, though. But nah, I don't do that. When I was in a relationship, I didn't do that. And
I did that shit one time. Never again.
I'm not doing it, bro. I don't really care what's in your phone, to be honest. And I had my ex show me her phone. Well, it was a group of us, and she was just showing her phone. I seen stuff. I'm like, it's not even. Like, I got tight for a bit, but I'm like, all right, it's not even that serious.
So, yeah, but yo, man, you say that until you see some shit, and you're like, yo. But I feel like if you got to do that, you already with the wrong shorty. If you feel the need to do that.
It could be some little shit like, yo, why this nigga keep LOLing you?
This,
like,
nigga laughing a little too hard. You ain't even that funny.
Nah, it ain't even that serious to me, son.
Why this nigga, maybe because I'm not chill with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why he putting exclamation points and liking your message?
Oh, you let this nigga bring you food? Son.
Oh,
yo, a nigga bring your shorty a plate? Come on.
And it's funny because everybody's a friend now.
Bread on some food for her.
Yeah.
Like, nah, fuck that. Now I'm feeding you.
What do you do when a nigga DoorDash your shorty, bro?
Oh,
I'm eating the food.
What did he say? He said he eating the food.
Yo, Brunel, you nasty. You nasty for that.
Yeah.
He ordered her food, so we gonna eat. What that gotta do with
splitting a meal? Another nigga bought your shorty is wicked.
On another nigga down, bro. That's wicked, bro.
I might eat the food before she even get to it.
So you stole her another nigga's meal that was meant for your shorty? That's even sicker.
Too bad.
That's even sicker, bro.
This nigga's crazy.
Yeah, this nigga's out of pocket, man.
But yeah, man.
Let's jump into this NBA bubble, man.
This NBA bullshit.
Why they eating UHS lunch? lunches, bro.
UHF. Yo, to be, I'm gonna keep it a stack, bro. I love basketball. I've been going crazy without the shit, but to be honest, my nigga, for the greater good, I'm really good with not watching this shit. Like, these niggas are taking a huge risk doing this shit.
Yeah.
For a couple of dollars, bro. Like, honest, not a couple of dollars, but like, I really think they could have just held off on the season, my nigga. To be honest,
I'm gonna be real.
Especially
I'm
with all these niggas that caught the shit. Like, this nigga Donovan Mitchell should not be nowhere near Orlando, nigga.
Yeah, bro. How is he hooping with Gobert? I would never hoop with this nigga ever again, bro.
What? That nigga has to go.
He has to go, bro. I'm never stepping on the same court as this nigga.
Trade that nigga to the Timberwolves or some shit like that. Like,
but you know, I'm gonna be real, bro. I'm more interested in like what's going on in the bubble than any of these games, bro. I feel like this, like nigga, I feel like niggas gonna be fighting, like making the band, bro. Like, I can just see Kawhi and Paul George like on some like Ness and Freddie.
I don't think Kawhi going.
I wouldn't. Fuck it, bro.
If that nigga want to sit out during games, you think that nigga gonna play during this shit?
Bro, nobody has more PTO than Kawhi Leonard, bro.
Shit is wild. Bro.
I think.
Nah. Dennis Rodman had more PTO than that nigga.
Oh yeah, true. That nigga was doing coke with Carmen Electra during the finals and shit.
Boy had paid flights. Monday night.
Nitro. He skipped the Bulls practice, bro, to go to Nitro in the finals.
Fucking Hulk Hogan, bro.
Right. Tonight.
That nigga's a legend. Yo, we really got to give Rodman like he's that nigga, man.
He is. That nigga said.
Won a championship.
That nigga took like a week off
and won a game.
Bro, you seen Carmen Electra? She said, "Yo, bro, I went to the door and motherfucking Michael Jordan was there trying to get Dennis, bro."
That ass.
Yo, come on, nigga, Dennis Rodman's that nigga.
Vegas for a week.
That's crazy.
And then came back and got like 28 boards and 1 point on niggas. Like,
yeah. Then and you heard what Jordan said. And even after that, the next practice after he came back, this nigga was running past niggas, bro.
Yeah. That nigga was.
He had the energy.
That nigga was one of a kind, bro.
It'll never be another Dennis Rodman, bro. Like, for real.
That ass, bro. That nigga was the one.
The closest we ever got to, like, a nigga who partied hard and who still hooped on niggas is John Wall. That nigga stayed in Rose Bar and still would drop 20 on you.
I thought you was going to say J.R. Smith.
not J.R. J.R. streaky as hell.
Yeah, you're right. Only because remember when we saw him with wasn't he out with Rihanna or something like that?
He was.
That's why I'm like,
JR got a nice little lineup.
The funniest thing is the Tahiri thing, bro.
Yeah.
When he tweeted the cheeks out.
Yo, did JR have Kim too?
Kardashian?
Nah, yeah. I don't think so.
I don't know that she might be a little before his time.
Yeah,
JR is that nigga. When he tweeted the cheeks out, and then this nigga Joe Budden got into his feelings, bro.
That nigga made a song about the nigga.
Yo, bro, and that nigga
he hopped on Fab.
Fab joint, yeah. And that nigga's a Knicks fan, so that shit double hurt, bro. Because now you gotta root for this nigga the rest of the season.
Yeah,
son. That's what I'm saying. You can't let your girl smash a nigga with a high profile.
Nah, not at all.
You can't do it, man. Sick. But nah, man. But this NBA bubble shit is hilarious so far. They had the live DJ yesterday, and nigga said Dwight Howard was the only nigga out there raving.
So what was everybody else doing?
Them niggas said, "I'm not going to this shit, man."
Wait, it was supposed to be like some party shit?
Yeah, but like, yo, you got 100 niggas, no women, just a live DJ. What them niggas gonna be doing if they ain't getting light? What they doing, bro?
Dwight Howard would be the only nigga out there.
Him and his mohawk at 30 something.
Yeah. Yo, like out there trying to flex and shit like that.
Yo, man, that shit is wicked, man. Between that, Pat Beverly showing 150 polo tees. niggas bringing their recording studio. Like, imagine if you in the room next to Dame Lillard and you gotta hit them whack ass bars all night.
That You think Dame trash?
He's all right, but like, bro, I ain't trying to hear that. And I got a back to back to play. You know what I mean?
Right.
If I got to guard LeBron the next day, I am not trying to hear Dame Lillard bars the night before. Night before, bro.
I think he's the nicest in the A though in the NBA.
Ever?
Like rapping?
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga.
Nigga, Shaq got a song with Biggie, nigga.
Bro, but Shaq wasn't nice. Shaq just was like bars.
Bro, Shaq didn't even write his songs though.
Shaq was hard though.
Shaq was freestyling off the top.
Hey, my nigga Steven Jackson got some joints too. Don't sleep. That nigga has some joints. The wackest rapper of all time in the NBA is Allen Iverson, bro.
Nope.
Man, you thought he was gonna be the GOAT?
Not AI.
You thought he was gonna be?
Who's whacking AI? Talking about Tony Parker was a rapper.
Tony Parker had a couple of songs, and that nigga
in French
is terrible, bro.
Was this before or after Chris Brown hit him with a bottle?
It was before. Like, I forgot about that shit.
Yeah, bro. He was the only casualty of that Drake Chris Brown beef. What's his eye?
That's OD. But nah, this shit was like back when they it was in the he had one song that came out when they was in the finals against LeBron and the Cavs.
Oh,
it was back in like 06, 07.
What's the greatest NBA inspired song ever? It don't even have to be inspired. I think it's that remember when MMG used to do the finals joints?
MMG. Nah.
Yeah, it was like Ross, Gunplay, Wale, Meek. They had a song called Finals 1 and 2. Them niggas was going crazy.
That's probably when Miami was in.
Yeah.
That's
probably when this nigga Gunplay said fuck Donald Sterling like for like 2 minutes straight, bro. That shit was hard. That shit was hard. Remember when Jay-Z dissed Deshaun Stevenson?
Yeah,
that's my nigga LeBron.
Yeah.
On the blow the whistle beat,
yeah. Yeah, the blow the whistle shit,
yeah.
Damn, I can't really think of any like songs that, like, damn.
Kobe's one of the best ones. Chief Keef got two good Kobe songs.
Oh yeah. Yo, remember that? This song was ass, but it was some song by I think the nigga Gutter from fucking or Mac Main, one of them niggas. It was like Kobe and Ginobili.
Why is there a Manu Ginobili song? Nobody went up for Manu Ginobili, bro.
Nigga, when you get a chance, look that shit up.
That's like me making a song about Cody Zeller.
Fucking Bismack Biyombo.
Yo, shout out to my nigga Jordan Clarkson. I'm gonna make a Kuzma song. Come on now.
Fucking Michael Sweetney, nigga.
Jerome James.
That's what I'm gonna hold you, bro. But Knicks had some bad players, bro. But we ain't gonna go there.
No. We can go there, bro. We are home to the most check stealing niggas ever in NBA history, bro.
Nigga, Eddie Curry, bro.
Jerome James, Tracy McGrady, Wash, Malik Rose, Steve Francis.
Wow.
Penny Hardaway
when he was Wash. Damn, nigga, the list goes on, nigga. We had Jason Kidd when he was Wash. We had
Allen,
if you Wash, come to the Knicks.
Overstayed his tenure. That nigga was his last 4 years on the Knicks was terrible.
That nigga, yo, bro, because he was still on the team because we owed that nigga another $40 million, bro. That nigga got signed $100 million check with us. Amari,
I want to say like after 2002, that nigga was mid.
Yeah, nigga. Yeah, but the Knicks.
That nigga was there till like 06, 07.
And then the nigga finessed his way into the front office. Yo, fuck Allen Houston, bro. He's been stealing checks for a long time, bro. Man, fuck this nigga, man.
Dead ass. That nigga ain't do y'all no good.
Bro, that nigga's.
That nigga hit that one shot in the 99 playoffs.
And wrote it out for a whole career, bro.
Uh-huh.
Man, fuck Allen Houston. Him and his little fake ass fade, man. Fuck him. But yeah, but Nick, all we do is sign, give out bad contracts. Nigga, even look at Joakim Noah, nigga. Why is Joakim Noah getting $72 million in 2018, bro?
Still?
Bro, he's still getting paid by us. Damn, he's not even on the team no more.
The best thing y'all did was draft Porzingis and then got rid of that nigga. Like,
Nah. I think we did the right thing getting rid of Porzingis for several reasons, right? But first, he had the rape charge on him. He still got the rape charge on him, right? Second of all...
Oh, for real?
Yeah, you ain't know about that?
No, what was this?
Like, bro, so you remember when he tore his ACL? The same night, he was accused of raping a woman, bro.
Damn, bro.
Because the thing is, he tore his ACL, but he still was walking around and shit. Like, he still was, like, good. Like, you know?
Yeah.
But also, this nigga got beat up in his own hood by Knicks fans, bro.
Yes. Beat up by a nigga that's like 5'10 at that.
So, I don't want nobody. If you that sweet in your own hood, like niggas can feel like they can run down on you and you 7'3, I don't want you as my center, bro.
That nigga do have talent, though. Niggas didn't think he was going to be trash.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I feel like he's lived on people having low expectations of him. You know what I mean? But as soon as he got some responsibility, he kind of faded back. Now it's Luka team.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. It's not even a discussion.
Yeah, it's not even close, man. So, but yeah, I'm cool with trading Porzingis. Like at first, I was hurt by it, but now I'm just like, yeah, whatever. I'm more mad at us.
You want to be there? So.
Yeah, I'm more mad at us picking up Dennis Smith. That nigga is garbage, bro.
Nigga, y'all should have left him alone. Y'all should have left Julius Randle alone,
bro. See the thing. All right. So I'm gonna talk about Julius Randle for a second, right? I have no problem with Julius Randle. Just stop bringing the ball up the court, nigga. Like
that nigga, I don't know why he want to dribble the ball so much. He ain't dribble that much when he was in L.A. or in New Orleans. Like,
yeah, bro. Saying. Like he's like the thing is he's decent, bro. Like, and especially in the post, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like niggas,
he's kind of like built like a guard, but he plays big. Like I know he's like 6'9" or something, but he has like a guard like body. He's not fit for big, you know?
Yeah, right. And the thing is, I have no problem with him even being a stretch four, you know what I mean? But my thing is, like, nigga, stop bringing the ball up court and doing that weak ass spin move. You get stripped every fucking time, bro.
There's a whole YouTube video of this nigga doing that shit over and over again and losing the ball every single time.
Yeah, it's a fucking montage of you getting stripped, my nigga, by all types of players, centers, point guards, shooting guards. Everybody strips you when you come up the fucking court. Nigga, just stop, bro.
I don't know what the Knicks can do going forward to make it like to look decent, bro. Because to be honest, it's just like every year.
But first of all, we gotta get the right people in charge. We gotta build get some stability first, right? So that starts in the front office. We gotta get a coach we can build with. Because I'm gonna be real, I don't think we gave Fizdale the right chance. You know what I mean?
He kind of
got a raw deal first.
Yeah.
Second of all, we gotta build through the draft. Fuck all this, yo. The league is different now. You're not gonna get nobody good just signing free agents off rip, bro.
Exactly.
It's a different league. You gotta draft well, and until we do that, nigga, it's over.
Well, they just signed. They just signed somebody. I mean, yeah, they just got somebody in their front office. I forgot the nigga name.
I really want I hope we get that former Nets coach Kenny Atkinson. That nigga's nice.
Oh, they got rid of the Nets. Got rid of him.
Yeah, he was. Remember, he was beefing with Kyrie.
Damn, this nigga Kyrie, man, the fucking diva of the NBA.
I fuck with Kyrie. Man, he's the only real nigga in the league to me.
For real? Oh, no, I fuck with him because of his stance on like the whole like everything that's going on right now. But in regards to like team, the makeup of a team and being like a leader, like I don't know, man.
Kyrie isn't a leader, but like I respect him. He don't give a fuck what niggas think about him.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like I always respect a nigga who got a little bit of fuck it in their system. You know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Kyrie's the type nigga. He wants to hoop, go home. Like I don't give a fuck about none of his speeches. Being a role model, I don't care, bro.
That's why him and KD mesh so well because they just be wanting to ball.
True, but like
if you think, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the thing is,
KD like, be saying the same thing. He just be like, "Yo, I just want to hoop." Like he don't care about the limelight. He don't. He don't care about really none of that. I mean, he obviously care about the community and stuff like that, but I'm just saying, like, them two, they really just want a ball. Like, they don't really like to be in all the media and all that stuff. So,
but true, but like, no team has ever won without a visible leader, bro. Somebody got a leader. You got two beta niggas. You need somebody to lead them.
Who would you say the leader is in that 2015 Warriors team?
Oh, definitely Steph, bro. Steph is the most braggadocious, talking shit, light skinned nigga of all time, bro.
You think he was the leader? I really thought. Yeah. Really?
He's the leader, but he got some dogs behind him, bro.
I'm thinking Iggy or Draymond was the leader.
Yeah, yeah. Vocally, but like, everybody knows Steph is that nigga. Draymond,
you mean off, okay. I see.
Like both. Play style and also on the court. Exactly.
Setting the tone on the court.
Yeah. And plus, like, Steph opens the game up for everybody. Like, you can double Steph, right? But then you got fucking Klay in the corner, bro. And Klay ain't missing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing about Steph. Like, niggas, like, really look at him for his scoring and his shooting. But there's so many other things that he does on the court, which is, like, so impactful.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Like, look at his, like, people don't know how good he is off ball, bro.
Yo.
He be running you off fucking screens. Like, you be tired of chasing him.
I don't know what kind of conditioning that nigga does, but, like, that shit got to be some real intense shit. Because that nigga does not stay in one place. It's like, that nigga's like Ray Allen to the 30th power, bro.
Yeah, like him and Klay. And the crazy thing is, Klay is the same way. Klay will drop 40 on you with three dribbles, bro. The whole game. Yeah, man. But, like, I always feel like you can't win without a leader, bro. Like, a visible, somebody that's really leading. Mm-hmm. Like, only team I feel like recently that has won like that is Dallas. Because, like, Dirk is a leader, but, like, that was more like a team effort when they won.
I still think that was one of the biggest flukes I've ever seen in my life.
I'm going to be real. That's the only finals loss I put 100% on LeBron.
Yeah.
Every other one, I feel like it's some reason, and this ain't really on him, 100% at least.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that was that 100%. He's really supposed to have. I would say LeBron's supposed to have five.
He should have like seven rings.
No. I think he's supposed to have five.
I'm thinking six.
No, I'm thinking five.
He was supposed to win
that Dallas one, and he was supposed to win the first one against Golden State. Granted, he didn't have a lot of, like, when Kyrie and Love, that's why he, mm-hmm. like, you know, he wound up not winning. But if Kyrie mm-hmm. and Love would have never went down that first year.
I feel like they would have won that.
Yeah, definitely.
Because they had them beat, bro.
Yeah.
They could have beat them.
Yeah.
But, like, that Dallas one was just crazy, man. Them niggas just came rally.
I still sometimes have dreams about that shit. That's how much that shit fucked me up. Because Miami is my team. Always been my team. And D-Wade was always my favorite player. And when LeBron got there, I was like, oh, shit, nigga, it's over.
Right.
When they won the first two games, I was like, oh, yeah, it's definitely over. And then shit just went down there.
I can't believe it. I can't wait to see the 30 for 30.
Oh, yeah, that's gonna be funny.
Yeah, for sure.
That still haunts Bron.
Yeah, that shit will haunt me too. Shit, nigga, you gotta think, nigga, fucking Jason Terry and JJ Barea was kick cooking, nigga. Huh?
Nigga, that shit is insane.
Who would have anticipated that, bro?
Yeah,
that shit is just nuts to me, bro.
But one thing I do appreciate about Miami LeBron, bro, and what's funny, we talking about this, the decision just passed, like the anniversary of it. Just passed, mm-hmm. like maybe like a week ago. I think the best thing that came from Miami LeBron was motherfucking when he killed the Celtics, bro. He sent the Celtics to fucking God, it was the greatest moment ever.
Yeah.
I hate that fucking team, bro.
Oh my God. One of the fucking most overrated teams I've ever
heard
in my life, bro.
As much as they talk, the niggas got one ring, bro.
I fucking hate Paul Pierce. I personally think that Garnett is overrated. To me, I know this is a very hot take, but I think Kevin Garnett is overrated. I think Paul Pierce is overrated.
My nigga Ja would have been tight if he heard this.
I'm gonna say this and back in Rob. Kevin Garnett on the Celtics is wild overrated.
Yeah.
Celtics KD KG is wild overrated.
I thought he was good in Minnesota, but like I just felt like I never seen Kevin Garnett take over a game.
Yeah.
Like him being the number one in Minnesota, I never seen like someone like be frightened by, like I never heard someone say, oh shit, we gotta watch out for KG. He's about to, you know what I'm saying? Like I just felt like KG was just overrated.
And can we be real, in the history of the Timberwolves, Cat is way more dominant than KG. If we being real.
Yeah.
He just saw
a better game than KG offensively.
Cat is the greatest big man shooter ever, bro. That nigga's shooting like a 39% from three, bro. As a big man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Niggas gotta respect Cat. Especially, yo, bro. Yeah. Him and D-Lo gonna be crazy next season. I'm sorry. I'm letting niggas know now.
They one piece away. If they can figure out how to get D-booked, then that's gonna be a team to watch.
Yeah. I would like to see it. But yeah, man, fuck that Celtics team, man. Them niggas is garbage, man. Fuck Kendrick Perkins, honestly. Fuck Rondo and his 9 rebounds, 10 assists, 0 points ass games.
It's really super fucked them for the way they treat my nigga Ray Allen, because that nigga Ray Allen was like really the savior for them niggas.
Bro, all he did was go to Miami, bro. Like y'all niggas ain't wanting him. They act like this nigga, he gave him plays and shit. Like, you know what I mean?
That nigga, if they didn't have Ray, it would have been really hard for them niggas. Ray,
they don't win without Ray.
Exactly. Ray used to get that nigga out of a lot, get them niggas out of a lot of shit, bro.
And honestly, Ray's the most consistent piece of that team. Like, you know, Ray gonna give you at least 15 mm-hmm. efficiently, you know, every game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. You gotta respect Ray, man. I don't like that shit. Yeah, that team full of hoes, man. Fuck them. Fuck that team. That's why Kobe sent them the guy twice.
That's a fact. I mean,
God bless the dead. Kobe sent them niggas the guy, bro.
Yeah, man. R.I.P., man.
Him and Ron Artest. Shout out to Metal World Peace, nigga.
That nigga said, Kobe passed it to me. Kobe never passes me.
Yeah. That nigga took full advantage, nigga. Dagger.
LB.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah, who's y'all, some of y'all favorite players? Like isn't like super popular, like a random nigga that you just like, you really respected growing up.
All right, Bernil could go.
Yeah, this is gonna take some time.
For me, it was Rudy Gay. I always went up for. I feel like Rudy Gay was that nigga. You know what I mean?
Like Memphis Grizzlies. Yeah.
Like Rudy Gay, that nigga could hoop, bro. I always like Michael Finley too.
Yeah, I was just about to say him.
Yeah, Michael Finley.
Michael Finley was a bucket, bro.
Yeah, that nigga was a bucket for a nice little minute. That nigga was a bucket.
Yeah, it wasn't like a fluke, bro. He had a couple solid years, bro.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to say somebody that's not like this nigga was an MVP or All Star, but they get so much. I don't understand why, because I really feel like this nigga was like a vital piece for every team he played for.
Who's that?
Steve Nash.
Oh, yo, bro. Now we got to talk. Steve Nash was that nigga, bro.
Bro, Steve Nash's game. If I wanted a point guard, I wanted that nigga to be everything Steve Nash was.
Yeah.
Can shoot. And can put the ball anywhere at any point in time, like effortlessly. Like the nigga was just like, I love Jason Kidd, but if I had to choose between Jay Kidd and Steve Nash, I'm going to Steve Nash because he's gonna do everything up. Like I need for a point guard. I feel like he was like John Stockton. I didn't really think John Stockton was all that great. I feel like Steve Nash was like John Stockton's, like, I guess, successor in a sense.
Like the natural evolution of John Stockton type, like, you know what I mean?
Exactly, because Steve Nash could give you 25 or 30 if he wanted to.
Yeah.
And then have like 12 assists on the side.
But the thing is, he's such an efficient player too, like, you know what I mean? Like, he'll get you that on 10 shots, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, he didn't, you know what I mean?
And that nigga was a fighter, because that time when he busted his nose open against the Spurs in that playoffs.
Right.
And that nigga shit was leaking like the whole game, and that nigga was like, "Nah, fuck this, bro. I'm still playing." Like,
I yeah, bro. Like, nope. Like, that's peak Mike D'Antoni. Like, that team should have won a chip, bro. That Suns team should have won a chip. Like, that team was nasty. Yeah.
They should have just gave Q Rich and Joe Johnson that money, bro. If they would have gave him the money, they would have had it. They would have had a championship.
Yeah, bro. Cause think about it. You had Sean Marion, you had Amari, you had Q Rich, you had Joe Johnson, you had Steve Nash, bro. Come on.
Then you got Rajah Bell and Leandro Barbosa.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That team was stacked, bro.
Shooters, bro.
That team plays in any other era. They're winning multiple championships, bro.
Yeah.
Sure. They play today, they'd be the best team in the league.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the exact team that D'Antoni needed. Like, this Houston team he got, it's not really like the same. Like,
no.
He don't have the correct pieces. Like, all you need is niggas that's going to shoot lights out. He had that.
That nigga had
Joe Johnson before he was like 25 a game, Joe Johnson.
Yeah. Before he was ISO Joe. But the thing is, too, like, for that team, the Rockets team now, they don't have the right point guard that has the right mindset for what they're trying to do. Like, you know what I mean? I think Chris Paul was the perfect point guard to have in that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't get hurt, they win. They beat the Warriors last year.
Yo, like, I that's something else I always think about. I'm like, yo, them niggas was probably the closest to beating them niggas, bro.
They had them on the fence, bro. They had them. Yes. Them niggas was on the ropes. They had their number, bro. And that's all because Chris Paul was playing godly. Because he hates Steph. Like, I don't care how niggas on the frame. He hates Steph, son.
That nigga cannot stand Steph Curry, bro.
And every time they play, he puts them in the torture rack every time.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, because I'm going to be real. Like, this may be I don't know if this is a hot take, but Chris Paul's the greatest point guard ever, bro.
You think so?
Who's better?
Are we talking? We talking skill wise?
I'm saying overall, bro.
We go with that.
Overall, you look at longevity, defensive ability, passing ability, and can get a bucket.
Yeah.
I'm actually not mad at that. But people are gonna hang the championship shit on him. So
see, the thing is, you know what I learned, man? After Kobe passing, and I heard him on All the Smoke, bro. I don't think the championship thing should be as weighted as it is, bro.
True.
If you hooping, you hooping.
Circumstances.
Yeah, it's all situational. It's all situational. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I think only some finals performance, championship performance, I think should be accredited to somebody's legacy. Like when Dwayne Wade took them niggas with him and Shaq, and Dwayne Wade went on that run, you got to add that to Dwayne Wade's story. You know what I mean?
Because that nigga was literally won them niggas. Yes.
You know what I mean? He put them niggas on their back. Like,
they didn't know what to do with that nigga. And that was D-Wade when that nigga was running past everybody. Like,
yeah. That's when he was still dunking and shit, you know?
Yeah, bro.
And then even though they lost, bro, like what AI did in the finals against the Lakers, nigga, just getting them niggas there. Come on, bro. You gotta add that to the story.
But see, that's why I always like say what I say in regards to these like certain players. Like, even if they didn't win, like the story of them like dragging a team to that point is just like that's why I always say what I say towards Melo. And I know y'all don't like when I bring it up, but I thoroughly feel like Melo is overrated. Melo is one of the greatest scorers of all time. Yes, I will give that to him. But as an NBA, as an NBA player, I just can't get him. Like, I don't know, man. I don't see the greatness in him that I see in like other players. Like, if we want to compare him to other players that has never won a championship, he's at the bottom of the list.
Who's not better than Melo? Who's better than Melo? T-Mac? T-Mac's not better than Melo.
I'm not going to put...
T-Mac ain't had the longevity like Melo.
Yes, but...
Melo's been good for a very long time, bro.
But prime T-Mac and prime Melo, overall game, I'm giving it T-Mac, because T-Mac.
I don't know. I don't know. Because Prime Melo to me is when he went against Kobe in the playoffs, and then he was giving Kobe issues.
Yeah, what about that 09, bro.
09, even the scoring yeah, champ, bro. Even scoring champ Melo. Come on, bro.
I just never been impressed by his game. Like, he can score, he can get you the bucket, but outside of that, he's not gonna give you much else.
But you know what? You know what? Always like for me. Why I think like, yo, first of all, Carmelo's mad influential, bro. A lot of niggas want to play like Carmelo, but they just ain't got the skill set to do it. You know what I mean? First. And second, like, yo, bro, the only nigga to ever give LeBron issues is Carmelo, bro. I feel like LeBron's handled himself well against almost everybody, but the only person always gives him fits is Carmelo.
I'm gonna feel this way probably for the rest of my life.
I know.
And that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. You know what I mean? It's all right, you know?
But I just... I'm not told, man.
I'm going to be like, flex. Niggas hating on Melo.
Nigga, I'm just never going to be sold on him, bro.
He's
back in the league, though, because he deserves to be in the league. For sure.
And he hooping, bro. He was hooping before the Vroni hit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm happy that he's back. But
he's in a good situation, too. I like him in Portland, bro. Because all you got to do is spot up and shoot. That's it.
Low-key, it'd be nice if he actually came to Brooklyn.
I feel like he should have worked out in Houston. He should, like, his. But the thing is, I guess he wasn't ready to be that number 2-3 option yet.
And plus, like, I feel like the way D'Antoni was using him was weird, bro. That team is just built weird, bro. Like,
yeah.
Plus, no big man.
I'm going to be real. This may be a hot take, bro. James Harden is the problem. He's the problem.
Yeah,
that ISO is you can't win like that.
Yeah,
and they have two of the biggest ISO players in the league on that team. So,
and you got nobody who can knock down a three.
But at least if you take the ball away from Russ, he could do something with it. Like, I don't think Harden can do anything unless the ball is in his hand.
Yeah, I think Harden would be the greatest player ever.
Russ can't do nothing with the ball if the ball not in his hand.
Yeah, both of them niggas need the ball.
Russ is probably the most ball dominant person in the league if you think about it.
Yo, if Harden could play off the ball, he's the greatest player ever, bro.
Exactly,
he's the greatest ever.
Yes, if you can get the ball out of his hands and he's effective, he's the greatest player.
But the nigga don't want to run no screens. The nigga don't want to do it. He just want to ISO niggas to death and get his 40 points and go home. You know,
bro.
And go to club live.
That shit works, but that shit just don't win the game all the time.
It don't, man. Oh, yeah. Before we go, man, I do want to talk about Chris Paul and OKC. I got to get that nigga his props, man.
Yeah, bro. He deserves all the props.
Because I was one of them niggas like, yo, they sent this nigga to die, bro.
he balling.
And he's hooping. The niggas is like, what, 7 AC?
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
Him and Shai Gilgeous Alexander. That's one of my lookout players for the next couple of years. I think he's gonna be good, especially because he's naturally a point guard, and Chris Paul is there, and he's like under his wing.
Yeah, and Shai, the thing I didn't know Shai was so tall. That nigga's like 6'4", bro.
Nah, I think he like 6'6" or 6'7".
Yeah, like that nigga is tall. Like, I didn't know he was that tall.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Shai. He's one of my players to look out for, too. Him. I really like him. I like Ja. Yeah. He reminds me of Penny. Yup. 100%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like him, Ja, Zion, of course.
I ain't sold on Zion yet.
I mean, I feel like they're kind of rushing him, but like from just in those 19 games, my nigga, come on.
I'm just waiting for him to blow everything in his legs.
I'm gonna come clean though. That nigga been working out. He look in shape, man.
All right, we gonna see. That nigga is too heavy, nigga. I'm waiting for every bone in his leg to just drop.
I'm gonna
out.
Come clean. I get nervous every time he dunks. I get nervous, man.
Son, that is a big boy, son.
He's not small at all. Yeah, man. Shout out to him, man. But hey, man, we about to get up out of here. Yo, Rob, let people know where they can find you.
All right. So you can find me on Twitter.
Okay.
That's underscore Stilt. And you can find me on Instagram. That's Stilt_. Now, I might have said this wrong.
This nigga here.
So if it don't work, do the opposite.
You're not gonna give him your Black Planet.
Nah, I don't think I said Black Planet. Yo, you could
give him your aim.
You can find me on Christian Mix. Nah, I ain't no Christian.
You can find him on D. Cole Lifey compilations on YouTube. Go find that nigga.
Oh my god!
Thank you.
Even made it to D. Cole.
Yo, you know they wiped all them shits off the internet.
For real?
Yeah, man. I tried to look up a Lifey battle the other day. I could not find one, bro.
Oh, nah. Yeah. I'm hot now.
Yo, bro, you want to talk about an error, nigga?
Nigga, a fucking error, nigga. D. Cole, you already know.
I'm going to be real. The greatest time in high school was like in ninth grade when niggas used to have them Lifey battles. And it would be like, bro, when I swear it was like hundreds of niggas out there, bro.
Nigga, it was a parade, nigga.
That was different, man. That was a good time.
It was a fucking parade. Niggas is banging on the lockers and shit.
Yo, shit was different, man. Shit was different, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but yo, Brunel, you give the people your info.
Yeah, bro. Bernie underscore Mac, MACKK. And I don't got an Instagram.
Yo, Instagram. Brunel been going crazy on Twitter, bro. Can we talk about how this nigga's a celebrity on Twitter now?
Nah, I'm not.
Brunel is a celebrity. I see this nigga everywhere, bro. I be seeing Jones like, I didn't even know you follow Brunel.
He be getting them tweets in, son. Yo, he be getting them tweets in for sure.
This is like remember when Kobe had those 40-plus games in a row? This is Brunel on Twitter right now.
Yeah, for sure.
100%.
Nigga been wilding out on Twitter.
Yeah, man. So follow me.
And don't forget, he's a wanted man, too.
Oh, he's still banned from Dykeman, bro. He's still banned.
Mm-hmm.
No hookah smoke for you, my friend. It's over.
You're done, son.
No mama sushi for you. Oh, yeah. You better stay in Queens. Isla Taste and all that.
That's a fact. It's the furthest you can go, nigga.
Yeah, you better stay in Isla Taste, nigga. But, yeah, so follow me Instagram, VanRed, Twitter, SSID, 2_ENT. I'm still fighting them charges. Jack, free me.
I don't understand. Get this nigga his shit back, bro.
Nigga, I'm fighting the charges like Rocky. I feel like Max B, bro. I feel like Cartel. I'm waiting on the pill, man.
Niggas really got his shit on lock. That's wild.
I'm dropping classes from behind bars like Cartel, bro. This is my fever run.
Oh my god.
Yeah, nah, B. Hey. All right, man, we're going to get up out of here, man. SSID House Calls, episode 4.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.